Dr. Pinsky dictating a case review on Robert Bennett, B-E-N-N-E-T-T. Robert Bennett was seen at City MD Urgent Care on 10-18-22. Pressy related his right fourth digit was painful and it began a few hours ago when it was crushed at work. But he was unsure of his tetanus immunization status. Paired on exam, he had pain with range of motion, but it was full. Period. There was no extremity numbness or weakness. Period. He had a history of diabetes mellitus and hypertension. Period. He related operating apparatus of a metal container, macerated the distal digit. Period. On physical exam itself, there was no swelling, bruising, erythema, laceration, deformity, or skin wound, but he was tender and range of motion. Exam was limited by pain. Period. There was a superficial abrasion noted with no bleeding. Period. X-rays revealed a tuft fracture of the fourth finger. Period. He was diagnosed with fracture of the distal phalanx of the finger, comma, pain in the finger, comma, and contusion of the finger. Period. He was placed in an aluminum foam splint on the ring finger. Period. He was cleared for regular, scratch that, he was cleared for modified activities, avoiding use of the right upper extremity. Period. He was referred for orthopedic consultation. Period. New paragraph on 11-9-22, he was seen by Dr. Rubinstein. Period. He noted that Clement had participated in occupational therapy, period. Overall, he has been doing well. Pretty regained the majority of his motion with occupational therapy. Pretty's only complaint is that where his nail plate was split, he's experiencing some irritation at the epinicular fold. Pretty, there had been no erythema or drainage. Period. He had largely discontinued using the fingertip protector as it did not fit him well. Period. Dr. Rubinstein counseled him regarding the usual results from a crush injury such as this. Period. Follow-up continued through 11-28-22. Period. At the visit of 11-16-22, it was noted his primary care physician placed him on antibiotics for a paronychia. Period. Period. Today, overall, he was doing great and no longer experienced pain. There was no irritation, erythema, drainage at the ring finger. Period. Upon exam, he was able to make a composite fist, including metacarpophalangeal and interphalangeal flexion and extension actively. Period. He was neurovascularly intact. Period. He had no tenderness palpation. The previously debrided nail does not appear to be causing any irritation to the surrounding tissues. Period. Dr. Rubinstein then released him from care to full duty to return on an as-needed basis. Period. Findings and conclusions. On 10-18-22, Robert Bennett right ring finger was crushed by by a metal container which macerated his distal digit, producing an urgent care the same day where x-rays identified a tuft fracture. Period. He was placed in a splint and referred for orthopedic consultation. Period. He came under the care of Dr. Rubenstein, who had him participate in occupational therapy. Period. By 11/9/22, he was improving. Period. As of the last visit on 11/28/22, clinical exam was completely normal. Period. He had minimal, if any, subjective complaints. Period. He was released to return to work in a full duty capacity. Period. New paragraph. This case will be rated using the sixth edition for diagnosis of crush injury. Treated conservatively with an excellent result. Period. At the visit with Dr. Rubenstein on 11/16/22, he repeated x-rays of the ring finger. Period. They demonstrated no fractures or dislocations and relatively maintained joint spaces. Period. Accordingly, fracture will not be incorporated into his impairment rating. Period. A simple crush injury and laceration will be. Period. End.